This is Dr. Rowington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Ramirez, R-A-M-I-R-E-Z, hyphen Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, comma William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, date of birth, August 20, 1972, date of evaluation, June 28, 2022. The referring physician is Dr. Kevin Roth, R-O-T-H. The chief complaint, 49-year-old male, scheduled for right knee surgery, now evaluated preoperatively. The HPI, the patient is noted as a 49-year-old male who reports an industrial injury involving his right knee, semicolon, dating to December of 2021, period. He stated that he had developed a popping sensation involving the right knee, period. This was associated with pain and had occurred while moving from a kneeling position to a standing position, period. He stated that he was initially evaluated at Kaiser Antioch. X-ray was unremarkable, period. He was then treated conservatively, period. He returned to work, but in February of 2022 had recurrent symptoms, period. MRI was apparently done, and this revealed a tear, period. The patient was felt to require surgical treatment. Of note, his rest pain had subsequently resolved. However, he had developed a dull, persisting pain, especially on going up or down stairs, period. This pain is typically rated 5/10, but can increase to 8/10 with activity, period. Patient currently felt to require surgical treatment. He has had no chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. Past medical history, hypertension, next number diabetes. He reports his hemoglobin A1C at 6.4, next number hypercholesterolemia, past surgical history, umbilical hernia 20 years ago, next number colonoscopy, reportedly normal medications, aspirin 81 milligrams one daily, lisinopril 2.5 milligrams one daily, Synjardy XR 0.5/1000 1 BID, pioglitazone 45 milligrams one daily, simvastatin 40 milligrams 1 HS, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, a brother had diabetes, paternal grandmother had diabetes, social history, he reports rare alcohol use but denies cigarette smoking or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional, he has had weight gain, skin unremarkable, head no history of trauma, eyes he wears reading glasses, ears no deafness or tinnitus, nose no decreased smell or bleeding, oral cavity unremarkable, neck no stiffness or decreased motion, respiratory no cough or shortness of breath, cardiac no chest pain, orthopnea or PND, gastrointestinal, no nausea, vomiting, hematochezia or melanoma, genitourinary, unremarkable, musculoskeletal, he reports a meniscal tear involving the right knee, for which he is now scheduled right knee arthroscopic partial medial and lateral meniscectomy, comma, chondroplasty, comma, debridement, comma, debridement of paramenisco cyst, period. The physical examination, vital sign, blood pressure 125/88, pulse of 99, respiratory rate 20, temperature 97.1, height 65.75, weight 252.8 pounds. In general, he is a moderately obese male who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal, there is tenderness involving the medial joint line, period. This involves the right knee, period. Examination otherwise significant only for obesity, period. Data review, ECG demonstrates a sinus rhythm of 92 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. The impression, 49-year-old male with multiple risk factors for coronary artery disease to include hypertension, diabetes, and hypercholesterolemia is seen preoperatively, period. He reports that diabetes is reasonably well controlled with hemoglobin A1C of 6.4. Likewise, blood pressure is noted to be optimized, period. Patient has significant obesity, period. He is currently scheduled for right knee surgery as noted, period. He is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. His perioperative risk is slightly increased given multiple comorbidities, period. However, his overall risk is not significantly increased and he is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for same. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on Ramirez Hernandez.